WRF testing. For URF testing.
For RUM KO4HKX. Good afternoon. For HKX, mobile.
2T sitting at home.
Hope you've had a good day.
Bill, I helped from a doctor for my 6-month checkup, so I would say that was a good day.
That's a good day.
Density test, but it's been a couple of years since I've had one at my age. They recommend that they be had every 2 years, so it's about time for the next one. And I'll go down into next month to the Spartanburg Regional, and they'll take care of it for me there.
Hopefully there's nothing they find there either, and get a full clean bill of health into that test.
I mean, taking stuff to strengthen my bones, so, you know, we're already working on that part of it so that can make, you know, strengthen things up so my bones can be better and not so breakage. So they've got me taking something already for that and all, but this is just the checkup to go along with the medication. So, you know, when you reach my age, it's what you got to do.
To keep you active and keep you moving so you can stay young, right?
To do that quite often, keep moving and everything else. With the weekend, the way temperature's supposed to be, I don't think I'm gonna haul out there anywhere to do field day except from home. So I'll do field day from the house here and then go that way with it. But you just do what you got to do when you got to do it. So, you know, that way life goes on.
So you gonna try to operate field day from your house though?
By the doctor, I talked to him about it today about that. He said, recommendation is that you don't get out and get all in this heat because it's supposed to be a real scorcher this weekend. So I got to go work at the carpenter's table on Saturday anyway, so I'll go there and do that and then come on back to the house. But I'll be inside all day there, so that'll work out good there. For the time I'm there, of course, I'm only there until 12 o'clock. We're only open from 8 to 12, but hey, we'll give out a lot of food during that time period.
The way things are now, I see a lot of people that are in need.
There are. And we just kind of do what we can for them and, you know, furnish what we can furnish and what's available, what we've received in goods that we hand out. So we'll work it like that and give out as much as we can until we run out. And when we run out, we'll wait till next time and see what happens to get some more in. But we're at the mercy of the people that donate food to us and the stores that support us and things like that. So, you know, it just depends upon how business is going these days.
Heard of that. Sorry about the delay. There is an accident here on White Horse and Old White Horse exit. Having to pay attention to traffic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is just secondary. You watch what you're doing out there and where you're going. I can understand that. Been out on that road and some of that heavy traffic. Well, I'll let you get back to driving. You be careful. And I guess you got another stop or two today, and then you'll be headed home, right?
I got a few more stops, and then I'll be heading that way.
Careful out there on the road, Patrick. We'll talk to you later. KO4HKX, W2T, 73s for now.
Dusty, good to talk to you this afternoon. KO4HKX, mobile.